This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
What's going on? Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson. The program, as always, being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and as always, brought to you by Better Picks. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into real cash fast. Download Better over at better.app. That's my internet startup page. Make sure you sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And also make sure you are downloading the Prop Points podcast wherever you get your podcasts every day, Monday through Friday, Apple, Spotify, and the like. We've got a jam-packed program here, very unusual Wednesday program. We are guestless because way too much data, way too much to get to. We'll cover here at the top our notable Week 13 wide receiver corner matchups, as we always do. Then we'll go right into the data. We've got three games to break down, so we'll do just that. We'll break down them in order of chronological order in terms of the games and the schedule and all that, starting with Green Bay and Detroit. And, of course, KC, Dallas, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. We've got three games on paper. Should be very entertaining. Nothing can be worse than last year, by the way. I don't even remember what a single thing that happened last year on Thanksgiving. I do remember it wasn't very good. I can tell you that. But hopefully we have some entertaining games. And if we don't, it's a good thing. Thank God for gambling. That's what I think to myself watching the NFL these days. Sometimes it really, truly does feel like work watching the National Football League, which, again, always brings to my mind, thank God for fake football and gambling, because I might not be watching this right now if we weren't wagering something, if we didn't have something on the line. So let's get right to it without any further ado. We start with the positives here. And hey, you've been waiting on Courtland Sutton, but it is Courtland Sutton o'clock. So this week up against DC, coming off the bye, he'll see a lot of Mike Sandra still, who is good, but they're so strapped on defense, especially in the secondary, that they're just asking him to do all kinds of different things. You know, slot corner, outside corner, matchup against the top guy. Well, he's given up 0.44 fantasy points per route run, so he is struggling. They do play a decent amount of man coverage, and that's what you want. With Bo Nix and with Courtland Sutton. Next up, Chris Olave. I remember our guy, Tom Brawley, the grinder, on Thursday's show last week was all in on Olave. I was going to play the prop, and I forgot. I literally forgot. Of course, it hit, but he might hit again this week. He'll see a good amount of Minka Fitzpatrick, who is a safety. He's a slot corner, and that's where we have it in terms of, like, alignment-wise. He'll see more Minka than anybody else. Not exclusively, obviously. Next up, we have a player playing tomorrow, and spoiler alert, we may be in on a prop on Xavier Worthy. Very disappointing year for Xavier Worthy. I have never officially been in on him, and I'm glad, because he's been a little disappointing. But last year, he was coming on, and he did show well last week. So he's going to see a lot of Deron Bland. I believe that was the guy that A.J. Brown made a lot of his plays on last week. We did like Brown last week. No, that was 2 weeks ago. But we did like that matchup, and he did come through. He came through big time. And Bland giving up 0.41 fantasy points per route run. I'll get into it as we move along, but just as a general blanket statement, the Kansas City Chiefs have not done well against man coverage this year. Teams, you know, man up on them, play some press man, and they're just in the receiver's back pockets. So Patty Mahomes is kind of struggling. It's kind of crazy to think about, you know, back when you think of, like, the Tyreek days, you didn't dare play man against them. Well, times have changed, because now their best receiver is Rashee Rice, and that's a zone beater guy. So I do think the Cowboys are going to play a little bit more man coverage tomorrow. They did that for a couple of weeks earlier in the season when everyone was struggling with Eberflus's offense. They're like, all right, let's simplify. Let's play man. So they've done it, and I think they'll do it tomorrow. Rome Odunze. Now, based on the alignment numbers, this may not work out, but based on alignment numbers, Rome Odunze is set to square off more so against Adoree Jackson based on where these dudes line up than Quinyon Mitchell. That would be more DJ Moore, who did show his face this past week. Of course, he was wide-ass open. I could have threw that touchdown to DJ Moore, that first one. They forgot to cover him. I think the defense is like, we don't need to cover him. He's DJ Moore. He's on the outs. But no, he had a big game. And then last but not least, how about a little Jackson Smith and Jigba up against Byron Murphy? Not that Byron Murphy is particularly bad. It's just that Jackson Smith and Jigba is that good real quick. So that's what we're looking at. And I think the Vikings are going to have difficulty, as everyone has had with with JSN. Sorry, my bad, dog. Way too much going on here. We got three games. I'm trying to barrel through it all. It's like my head is kind of exploding right now. But I do have a couple props on these good matchups, by the way. Xavier Worthy, 37.5. It's not too bad. Chris Olave, 72.5. That's a bigger number. I'm not sure if I'm going to go there. But we did lose that Rome Odunze prop by 1 yard. And up against Adoree Jackson, most likely, based on the alignment numbers, 51.5. I think that is very doable for Mr. Rome Odunze. Let's go into the negative matchups here. Nico Collins, he'll see good amount of Sauce Gardner. So not that they're going to be afraid of that, but we might see a fewer targets, quite frankly, because Sauce, I think, has kind of been re-energized. Maybe a little bit of a front runner. You go from the hapless Jets. I guess we're all front runners if we're in that environment. Me being an analyst, I hate front runners, quite frankly. But I think I'd probably be a front runner too if I got traded from the Jets to the division leading Colts. I'd be like, yeah, let's go, I'm ready to go. So not the best matchup here for Nico Suave. Next up, this would be a little bit of a tricky one. George Pickens up against Trent McDuffie. Now, if you do recall, maybe it wasn't all McDuffie, but I was a little worried about Alec Pierce last week. And a lot of that was the aforementioned Trent McDuffie. So I was a little bit worried about that. And I'm worried again. I think Trent McDuffie is really, really good. By the way, we'll have the prop on George. That number, I have it right here in front of me. So many darn games here. So many. It feels like there's like six games, quite frankly, even though I know there's only three, but for some reason it just feels like anyway, we'll move on. And we'll look at the next one here on the list, which is, well, Terry McLaurin. Actually, I skipped over Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is set. Let's get him back, but I'm assuming he's going to be back. We're making some assumptions here. We're assuming that Terry McLaurin is back, and we're assuming that Pat Surtain is back. And if so, that's a problem because Pat Surtain is obviously the best corner in the league. He's given up just 17.17 fantasy points per route run, which is as good as it gets. Now, the one good thing about it is McLaurin is generally good against man coverage, but he happens to be up against the toughest man in the league individually in Pat Surtain. Next up, we do have Amon-Ra St. Brown playing tomorrow as well. A couple of dudes playing tomorrow on this list here. Here's the problem. You know, he's great. I understand it. He's the man, all that, but it's not like he goes off every single game. We have to try and isolate some spots where, you know, this might not be a huge day because, again, guy's not going off every single week. So I'm going to try and figure out when he underwhelms because, you know, he never comes up small totally. He never gets shut out. He's too good. This could be a spot, though, where he underwhelms. Javon Bullard, not that he's going to be on him all the time, but, man, this guy is stingy. He has given out just 0.15 fantasy points per round. That is fewer than Pat Surtain. So I went back and I looked at all the game logs. more often than not, he kind of underwhelms in this matchup. So we shall see about that. And then the last one I do have on my list here is Justin Jefferson. And, well, we are looking at Max Brosmer or Brosma. I don't think he'll be any of our bros or bras after this one. Very, very inexperienced raw player. Watch him come out and look better than freaking J.J. McCarthy, but Justin Jefferson is going to see a lot of Reek Woolen, and he's been lights out. 0.15 fantasy points per route run. I remember winning the Puka Nacua prop a couple of weeks ago. Part of that was Reek Woolen. I believe we won another one somewhat recently. So tough matchup there for Justin Jefferson. We'll start getting into all the data points and the like. Feels like there's 17 games tomorrow to me, but there's actually only three. So we do have six teams to break down. But first, if you think you know sports, then it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge is turned into real cash fast. Here's how it works. You download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has year-round action on NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, all your sports. So head on over to better.app, that's BETR, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. Packers at Lions. We have all three games, Chiefs at Cowboys. All your data points coming at you next on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. I am John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. Shout out to the great Brett Musburger, though. Happy Thanksgiving to Brett Musburger, the entire family. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame thing. I still think back to, you know, a seven-year-old me watching the NFL Today with the great Brent Musburger, and it's just still surreal that here he is 40 years later doing the promo for this program. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, of course. Well, let's get into it as we try to enjoy football. Hopefully we have good weeks of calls and we enjoy the game. So I work extra hard just so I'm not miserable on Thanksgiving, so I get things right. Well, let's start with Green Bay at Detroit, and let's take a look at Jordan Love. The line is 30.5. Opt AI comes in a little higher at 245. We're right there with the line, though, for what it's worth over at Fantasy Points. .com 231. Lions do run the highest rate nowadays. See, this is a fluid thing, like who runs the highest rate of this or that. It changes every week. Well, right now, they are running the highest rate of man coverage at 41.7%, and that's a good schematic matchup for Jordan Love because he's like these quarterbacks, these young ones like Bo Nix, who don't process through zones very well, and everything's defined in man coverage. Averaging 7.80 YPA. He also runs a little bit. That's 102 dropbacks against man. Detroit gives up, though, 13th fewest passing yards per game. They actually give up a lot of tutty passes. I probably should play over 1.5 touchdown passes, but I went back and I looked. Last year, he had one total. So I'm like, not going to do it. Yeah, let's see. Actually, that was last year. He did get two touchdowns in week one this year, but quarterbacks have accumulated multiple touchdowns in 8 of 10 games up against the Lions. Jared Goff next up, 242 is the line. Opta AI comes in at 255. We're right in the middle over at fantasypoints.com at 246. Packers run cover 3 and cover 2 at a 51% clip, and he's pretty solid. 7.69 YPA. With a 6.8 completion percentage over expectation. Pretty good. A lot of dropbacks, too. Large sample, 200 dropbacks. He only threw, though, for 225/1 in the matchup in the season opener. receiving props. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the line is 76.5. Opta comes in at 88.9. We're over as well at 87.5. However, now look, there's two howevers. One, however, is Javon Bullard is very good, and Green Bay gives up the fewest receiving yards per game and the fewest yards per route run to receivers in the slot. And Amon-Ra, like I said, he doesn't go off every single week. He had only 4 for 45 receiving in this matchup earlier in the year, but it is a pretty good schematic matchup. They run cover two and cover three 51% of the time, as I mentioned. He averages 2.54 yards per route run and 0.28 targets per route run on 175 routes. So it's a good schematic matchup. Most of them are for Amon-Ra, who also crushes man this year, but not a great individual matchup. Christian Watson, the number's 55.5. Whoa! Opta AI comes in at 75. That's very high. But over at fantasypoints.com, we're with the Opta AI. We're at 69. Not as high, but well over the prop here at 55.5. By the way, that puppy was bet way up. We were in on that, I believe, yesterday at like 40. We'll look at it when we get to the last segment when we make the official picks, but it was much lower. So it's been 46. Yeah, 46 and a half. So that's good. It's been bet up. It's a good sign. He has hit 45 receiving yards in each of his first five games. They run the high rate of man coverage, highest. He crushes man, as we know. 2.79 yards per route run, very good number. Now, it's not all rosy because he should see a lot of DJ Reed, who's really good. But at the end of the day, I would put Watson. If Watson's playing in a good schematic matchup, getting good quarterback play, and he's playing at the rate he's playing, I think he can beat anybody, quite frankly. J-Mo Williams, Mr. Buzzkill. We lost all trust. We put him on the DMP list, which means he'll probably go over this prop. 51.5. Opta AI has him at 59. We're at 58. It is not the greatest schematic matchup, though. They're a zone-heavy defense looking to keep plays in front of them and all that. They run cover three, cover two, 51% of the time. He's only at 1.51 yards per route run, which is not great. Williams also back in the opener, only got 4 for 23. Boy, I guess he's like DeSean Jackson, very volatile, boom or bust. But, you know, back in the day, D-Jax would hit a lot more often. Romeo Doubs, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I'll tell you where he is. He's on the do not playlist. 43.5 is the number. The number over at Fantasy Points is 45, so we're right there. Opta comes in a little higher at 54. Not the greatest schematic matchup. 1.23 against man coverage. Even though he has been good against man, he should be good against man, but he hasn't this year been good against man. Jahmyr Gibbs, pretty big number here at 35.5. If I recall, earlier in the opener, he had, where is it? He had 10 catches for only 31 yards. Pretty surreal there. I mean, they're not going to hold him to 3 yards a catch once again, so I can see it. Then the line on the catch total is 4.5. That's a lot. That's a pretty big number. I'm not going to touch that because Dave Montgomery is still a decent receiver. And then let's take a look at the rushing props here. Jahmyr Gibbs at 71.4, but we're at 94. And Opta AI, this is all over the map. The line for Gibbs rushing, 71.5. Opta AI, 64.7. Fantasy Points, we're blowing both out of the water at 94. Not a bad matchup. It's a middling matchup, actually. Green Bay gives up the 15th most adjusted yards before contact, 13th fewest rushing yards per game. Dave Montgomery, 36.5. Opta AI comes in at 31. We're at 30. Too close for comfort. Monty got 11 carries for 25 in that game. By the way, he caught 4 balls. In that game in week one, to my point earlier. And then, like, we don't know about the Packer running backs. We don't have clarity on Josh Jacobs. Emmanuel Wilson, 28.5. For what it's worth, we're projecting 26. Jordan Love, rushing. He only had 3 carries for 4 yards in the opener. It's the opener, so he's not hurt. Figure he's good to go, although he's dealing with that, what was it, like a finger issue? Maybe that stop them from running, but we're not touching that one there. Now, while we have a moment, I'm going to start my the Chiefs-Cowboys look, because we only have so many segments here. So there are your data points for Detroit hosting Green Bay. Next up, it's KC at Dallas. Patty Mahomes. Let's take a look at the passing game guys here, and then we'll take a break and we'll look at the rest of the game, the receiving and rushing props. 268.5. Opta AI comes in at 298. We're at 291. So that's pretty good. Good schematic matchup. If they don't play a lot of men, which I do think they will, but they are zone heavy, and they do run the sixth highest rate of cover three, and he averages 9.18 YPA against the coverage. So that's pretty good. Dallas, still beatable. They give up the second most passing yards per game and the most passing touchdowns per game. Rain Dakota Prescott, 256.5. Fantasy points is at 266. Opta AI is at 251. So a little all over the map, and all of the totals are pretty close to the line. Not one I'm going to touch. Not the greatest schematic matchup. KC deploys the fourth highest rate of two high safeties, and he averages just 6.46 YPA with a 2.8 completion percentage over expectation. He does run a little bit against the shell, 12 for 84. Big sample, though, 235 dropbacks. He does not crush passing it against too high. KC gives up the seventh fewest passing yards per game as well. They did hold Danny Jones to only 181/2 passing on 31 attempts. We're looking at data points for KC at Dallas. We'll look at the receiving numbers and the rushing numbers on the other side. But first, if you're not a VSiN Pro subscriber, this is your best chance. Our Black Friday special is live, and just for $60, you'll get full VSiN Pro access to everything we offer all the way through May 1st. This includes daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI-powered prop tools, and weekly wide receiver corner matchup edges, 24/7 video and replays on the VSiN Watch app. Coverage of every major sport, of course, football, hoops, March Madness, you name it. Our biggest new subscriber offer of the year is here, so don't wait. Head to vsin.com/subscribe now. That's vsin.com/subscribe. We'll continue looking at Chiefs, Cowboys, prop points, data points, and more, as well as Cincy and Baltimore next on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Wednesday edition of Prop Points continues right now. All kinds of data. We got data out the yin-yang for Turkey Day. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hopefully, we'll make it a little bit more enjoyable by winning a bunch of props. Let's take a look at... We started in the last segment. You could always rewind and all that, access on demand on the VSiN Watch app and all that. But we already started looking at the passing props for Chiefs Cowboys. So let's continue looking at that game and let's look at the receiving props. Mr. C.D. Lamb, 80.5. Opta AI comes in under at 73. I'm with Fantasy Points, though, over. Not that I'm taking it. Spoiler alert. We're projecting 83.7. Good schematic matchup. The Chiefs run the fourth highest rate of two high safeties, and he averages 2.28 yards per route run against the shell. Pretty good. KC gives up the eighth most yards per route run to outside receivers, though Michael Pittman didn't do all that much last week. So I'm not going to play it, FYI, but I do think it'll be more of a CeeDee Lamb game than a George Pickens game. Let me get into George then, and we'll go circle back to Rashee Rice. 75.5, we are projecting 87 over at fantasypoints.com. However, Opta AI comes in under at 66. Not a great schematic matchup with the two high safeties. George sees a big decrease to 1.71, which is still a decent number because, I mean, George is crushing literally everything, but not as much on the two-high safety deal. So it's not a great schematic matchup. By the way, he doesn't get targeted as much, 0.18 targets per route run, which is not great. We did mention this matchup last week as it related to Alec Pierce and Trent McDuffie. We'll see, based on the alignment numbers, George will see a lot of Trent McDuffie. If they really wanted to, and I do think Spagnuolo is of this mindset, if they're intimidated by George, just take his ass out or try and limit him. You know, maybe that's McDuffie, or maybe it's the other corner with help, Watson. No matter what, they don't really switch sides, so I do think he's going to see a lot of McDuffie. So maybe it's simply they're just going to man up often McDuffie on George and let the best man win. But yeah, I do think he's due for a little bit of a letdown. I mean, is he really going to go off every week? Maybe, but he would be a rarity because nobody really does that in the National Football League these days. Rashee Rice, he doesn't even do it, and he's a high volume target monger. Rashee Rice, the number is 75.5. Opta AI comes in under 66. We though are over 85. It's a good schematic matchup. They have been zone heavy, and if they stick with it, I mean, Rashee could catch 10 balls. I personally think they'll play more man, which he's not good at. But based on the numbers they do run in terms of the zone coverage, they run the sixth highest rate of cover three, and he averages a very good, 2.84 yards per route run with 0.27 targets per route run. Dallas does give up the eighth fewest yards per game to slot receivers. Of course, we did love Devontae Smith in the matchup last week, and he won. That was our best bet, and he got six grabs for 89. Next up, Trav Kelce. Number is 57.5. Opt AI comes in higher at 67.9, and we are at 64.8. Really kind of thought about it. It's a good schematic matchup. He'll probably hit this. Cowboys deploy the sixth highest rate of cover three. He averages 2.84 yards per route run against the coverage. They give up the 12th most receiving yards, eighth most receptions per game to tight ends. Brock Bowers got him for 7 for 72 on 12 targets 2 weeks ago. Xavier Worthy, 38.5. Opta AI comes in higher at 42.4. We're considerably higher than that. Well, maybe not considerably, but we're over 47.4 over at fantasypoints.com. And this is why I kind of like him, because the Cowboys run the sixth highest rate lately of cover three. He's not bad, 1.70 yards per route run. Again, I am theorizing that they play more man, and he has been their man beater. Dallas also gives up the most receiving yards per game, third most yards per route run to outside receivers. Jake Ferguson, 36.5. Boy, we're right there, 36.8. Opta AI is even under at 29.9. He is not great against two high safeties, which is a little weird, 1.54 yards per route run. I do believe, though, that he'll be busy as the Spagnuolo and the Chiefs focus on those two outside receivers. Tyler Warren got five grabs for 45 in the matchup last week. Hollywood Brown, 17.5, 23.4 is where we're at fantasypoints.com. Opta AI is even higher at 29.7. I will say, if I'm right about them playing a little bit more man coverage, Hollywood Brown has been kind of their man beater. We can skip over Kevontae Turpin and Juju Smith-Schuster. Well, Javonte, too. I don't know what to do with Javonte. They don't throw to Javonte Williams. So 9.5 would be nice, but the Chiefs just limited Jonathan Taylor to only two catches for 8 yards. Rushing props, Javonte at 67.5. We're at 66.7, very close. Opt AI is 68.6, very close. Chiefs allow the fourth fewest rushing yards per game. They limited Jonathan Taylor last week. A little bit of a struggle bus there for Taylor. Kareem Hunt, we don't know about Isaiah Pacheco officially. 32.5, we're at 36.2. Opta AI is way over 51. I'm sure that will be adjusted, though, if it looks like Pacheco is going to go. Patty Mahomes, this is very, very interesting. 22.5, we're at 25. Opta is at 12. Spoiler alert, we are going to play a Patty Mahomes rushing prop. We're not going to touch Dak Prescott rushing yardage prop, but we do have a Dak Prescott prop. Let's move onward and quickly go through Bengals Ravens. We'll speed it up a little bit. Joe Burrow, 254.5. We're at 276, and that's a lot higher. I'm a little surprised by that one. Baltimore gives up the eighth most passing yards per game. I know he did crush them last year, 295/5 and 428/4. Spoiler alert, I'm going to be in on a Burrow prop coming at you in this final segment. Lamar Jackson, 243 is the OptAI projection. That's over the line, which is 235. We're under over at Fantasy Points at 223. It is a good schematic matchup. Bengals run the eighth highest rate of cover three, and he averages a massive 11.4 yards per route run. They are tough on the outside, though, but of course, they're terrible against tight ends. Jamar Chase, 92.5. OptAI is right there at 92. We are more over at 115. He is not averaging a lot of against man coverage, which they run at a top five clip. So it's not a good schematic matchup for Jamar. Of course, he's Jamar Chase. Zay Flowers, 66.5. OptAI comes in at 67. We're a little over at 72. Pretty good schematic matchup, though. They run the eighth highest rate of cover three. He's a 3.07 yards per route run. Massive number. Cincinnati gives up the 12th fewest yards per game and yards per route run, though, to outside receivers. He did have 7 for 111 in a game against them last year. Of course, the other game, he got 4 for 34. Mark Andrews, tough one. 39.5 is the line. Opta comes in higher. Not a great schematic matchup, as he's not great against cover three, yet we all know Cincinnati's terrible against tight ends. Yosavash, 34.5. Opta AI is over at 43. Not the greatest schematic matchup against man coverage. He's at 1.47. Mikey Gesicki. Flash Gesicki, he is averaging 57.8 receiving yards per game and 7 targets in 6 games without T. Higgins or without Jamar Chase since the start of 2024. Not great against man coverage, however, but he got 2 for 31 and 4 for 30 against the Ravens last year. We're in on a Gesicki prop. Remember Isaiah Likely? That's a player that we almost forgot about. But it is a good matchup. He did have a 2-touchdown game against them last year. They do play a little bit more zone, and he's good against zone. And then last but not least, Chase Brown, 33. Baltimore is the receiving line. That's a pretty big number. Baltimore gives up the 6th most receiving yards per game, though, to running backs in the passing game. And then Derrick Henry, 92.5. We're at 98.8. Opta AI, though, is a hater. 69.7. Cincinnati gives up the 7th most adjusted yards before contact and the most rushing yards per game. Chase Brown at 57.5. Opta AI comes in at 59.6. Lamar Jackson, 25.5. We won the under last week, but I'm not going to take it. It's a little low, but Opta AI is actually coming in over at 32. Well, final segment is forthcoming. We have plenty of props to get to, and we'll do just that on the other side. 10 props, 3 specials, and some touchdown props coming at you next on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Start getting paid for with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into cash. Sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit needed. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play and head to better.app. Use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to the final segment here. On a Wednesday, no show tomorrow. We'll be watching football. Hopefully, we're not passed out by 1 Eastern. That would be sad. That's only 30 minutes. I believe the games kick off at 12:30. I could be a glutton for punishment, but the show is called Prop Points. We have 3 games tomorrow. So, I mean, what are we going to do? we're going to pop out some props is what we're going to do. I have 10 of them. Let's take a look at the record real quick. Not that it's exemplary, but it's, hey, it's not bad. We're well over 500. And I believe we've had, I don't know, what do we got? 12 weeks in the book. I'm guessing we've had 10 winning weeks. Maybe not by a ton. Everything's somewhat close. It's always tight. But we're hanging in there, and let's get right to it without any further ado. These are generally ranked in order, but I will say I had a last-minute one that we added to the bottom of the list. I'd probably bump them up a little bit, but I love this Mahomes prop. Sorry if it doesn't hit, but I am very convinced that they're going to play more man coverage. Why wouldn't they? Because Mahomes and everyone, they're all struggling against man, especially, I guess, lately, Kelce, Rashee Rice. So I think they're going to play more man coverage because if they play their normal zone, then Mahomes and Rashee are going to eat him alive. He's going to catch like 12 balls. So that said, if they're playing more man, A, that will make things more difficult for Mahomes and his receivers, which will make him more inclined to run. And of course, up against man coverage, it's more conducive to giving up quarterback production, bottom line. So I love this one. Over 20.5. I feel very good about that one. Hey, we are in the month of November. Do not mess with us on unders in November because we're 20-5. Now, we don't win them all. We lost Xavier Leggett by one catch the other night. And look, I may have deep regrets. I can't do it. I can't go over Joe Burrow, who hasn't played in 2.5 months. I'm going under 254.5. I understand that he's the man. I've always been a Burrow guy, but he's also been a notorious slow starter. He's not going to have T. Higgins. And Baltimore, for what it's worth, I know they're beatable, but they are giving up. They haven't allowed a quarterback to account for multiple touchdowns in 6 straight. So they are giving up the 8th most passing yards per game to quarterbacks, but a lot of that's earlier in the season. They've been better lately. I know Burrow erupted he threw for 1 million yards in this match. He almost threw for 800 yards in this match. Actually, he did. What am I saying? He did. I can't see it here. I mean, it'll be close, but here's the other angle. Finally, we might actually get a game where the Ravens are able to truly feed Derrick Henry. Truly feed him. It's in Baltimore, right? The Bengals have been one of the worst run defenses in the league, if not the worst, lately especially. So that it is in Baltimore. That is an angle that, you know, maybe Derrick Henry, they possess the ball and minimize the number of dropbacks and snaps and time of possession and all that. So I'm going to go under here. We are projecting 276 over at fantasyports.com. So that is a little scary, but got to call him the way I see him. Like Xavier Worthy, this is all back to what I said about the man coverage stuff. Even if they don't, it's not a bad schematic matchup for Worthy overall. As we just outlined, I can call it up again. Let's see here. He averages 1.70 yards per route against cover 3, which is not bad, but I think they'll play more man. And by the way, as we mentioned in the wide receiver corner matchups, Deron Bland, that is a choice matchup. So I'm thinking one big play to Worthy here over the top and all that. Look, he played better last week. He's been playing better. Next up, Jake Ferguson. We're going to do it, even though OptAI and fantasy points are pretty darn close. And it's not the greatest schematic matchup. This is more of a gut feel. And Stephen O'Rourke brought this point up yesterday. I do believe that the Chiefs are a little Belichickian with how they're playing defensively nowadays. In other words, what do you do best? What's your staple? We're going to look to take that out. So I think they're going to devote resources to slowing down George and or CD, therefore opening things up a little bit for Jake Ferguson. I also think that the Chiefs are going to do well and that they'll probably be playing from behind. So I like Ferguson. It's a very doable number, 36.5. Next up, we were in on this yesterday. Christian Watson, 46.5. Now, the question is, would I go in on it now? Because it's really been bet up 54.5, which, I mean, that's 8 yards. That's a pretty significant bump up. I think I probably would. I don't feel as good, though, which is why it's not higher up on my list, quite frankly. But we're already in on that from yesterday. And then also, again, try to be a little weird, perhaps a little sneaky. I do think Dallas will play more man. And if they do, that's not great for Kelce and Rashee Rice. Very good for Xavier Worthy. Also good for Hollywood Brown, believe it or not, who also has looked a little bit better lately. And this is doable over 15.5. Not the greatest odds, but I saw that one and I'm gonna play it. Next up, Chase Brown. I don't love this, but I do like it certainly enough to play it. No question about it. Over 18.5 receiving yards. The reason I'm not like completely enamored is obviously we're likely getting Samaje Perine back this week, but Burrow checks it down to Brown big time, and Baltimore gives up the sixth most receiving yards per game to running backs. I actually went back and I looked, and in this schedule adjusted tool, looking at the last 5 weeks, the Ravens, here it is, give up the most fantasy, schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the passing game. The most. That is why we're going in on Chase Brown with this very, very doable number of over 18.5. Next up, we got a couple of unders. Ballsy. We're going to do it because it is November. We're going to go under on Georgie Pickens under 75.5. I do think he, number one, doesn't have the greatest schematic matchup against the two high looks. I do think he'll also see a lot more of Trent McDuffie. And I also, if believe it or not, if you're Steve Spagnuolo and you have a choice, you're like, all right, we got to take out one receiver, George or CD. I'm looking to take out George. George has been more dangerous. That said, it'll probably be a good game for CD Lamb. But we're going to go under 75.5. It's very, very scary. No doubt about it. But, you know, again, I've been forcing the unders, no doubt. I've been forcing it, trying to find my favorite under for these games, and we are 20-5. So we're going to go with under 75.5, and we're also going to go under on Amon-Ra St. Brown. The Packers are very good against slot receivers. Trying to find the damn number here. There it is. They give up the fewest receiving yards per game to slot receivers, fewest yards per route run. Good schematic matchup, but Javon Bullard has been really good. So we're going to go under there. And then last but not least, Mike Gesicki. As we mentioned, when they don't have T. Higgins or Jamar Chase, Mike Gesicki is a thing. So we're going to go over 33.5. Very quickly, touchdown props will pop out. Patty Mahomes anytime at plus 380. Again, I like him to run. Dak Prescott, plus 600. I think he's going to run a little bit more. They do play man. And then Mike Gesicki, plus 360. These are all massive swings for the fences. Stay tuned to VSiN for money moves. Right at the top of the hour, Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern on today's show. Jonathan Davis has his best props and bets for NHL tonight, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard at 4 Eastern, VSiN Primetime, Matt Eumanns, Will Hill at 7 p.m. Eastern. Three Thursday specials. I'll start with David Montgomery hitting 50 yards. He's due. I think they'll win the game. And Green Bay got run on by the Minnesota Vikings last week, specifically Jordan Mason. Xavier Worthy, I like him to make a big play, and maybe he'll get a little bit more than that. 70-plus receiving yards, plus 375. And last but not least, Isaiah Likely. Bengals terrible against tight ends. They do play a good amount of zone. Likely is your zone beater. Maybe somebody comes out of nowhere. That's Likely. Good luck with all the plays. We'll catch you Friday. Enjoy the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the plays. Good luck with the plays.